Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, welcome in Torrey McElhaney, AtlantaFalcons.com. Torrey, it's been a minute or two. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We appreciate the time. So I wanted to get your thoughts, first of all, and we can get into the schedule and some things like that. But about an hour ago, we were having a conversation about all the newcomers on this team, both on the offensive side of the ball and defensively. And there's a lot of newcomers on offense and certainly a handful of new guys on defense as well. I'm just curious, from your vantage point, what is the easier way to acclimate new faces? Is it defensively or is it offensively when it comes to the challenges of all these new personnel?
Oh man, that's a good question. I mean, I tend to think that both are going to be difficult. Like, I feel like I couldn't pick one or the other. I think when it comes to acclimation for these players specifically, it's all about getting them, I guess, conditioned before the season starts, because when I look at the schedule, it's hard, it's difficult right off the bat, and you know so many of these rookies are going to be playing a lot of live reps early. That's just how this roster is constructed. It is going to be vital that they can get these rookies ready to go out and play as quickly as possible, because I do believe, when I'm looking at, you know, if you're looking at a potential 53-man roster, which we're a little ways away from having to decide that, but if you're looking at that, you know how many of these first-year and second-year guys are going to play. That is super important when you think about where this organization is and how, when you talk about acclimation, making sure that they are acclimated, because if you look at the schedule, they're going to play an entire college season plus a bowl game before they ever get a bye week. So making sure that these guys are acclimated, they understand the scheme, they understand kind of the how to be a pro and how to take care of their bodies, because they're going to go through the gauntlet. I think they're already kind of going through the mental gauntlet. That was something that we talked to Arthur Smith about yesterday. He was like, you know, we've seen what they can do physically. We have it on tape. Now we want to see what they can do mentally, how they translate what we're giving them in these meetings out onto the field. So I think that's where they are in terms of the acclimation period right now.
When we saw the schedule get, you know, on come out Thursday night, and then all the pieces of the puzzle get slotted in accordingly, it feels like the first 6 weeks really tough. The final 4 weeks certainly on paper look tough, although maybe some teams have things locked up at that point for divisional seedings and playoff and home field and things like that. But if it feels like there's a spot where the Falcons can take advantage, it's that middle portion of the schedule. What do you think we can do in that stretch with Carolina twice, Chicago, Washington, and Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think, you know, that if you look at the schedule, that to me is the portion of the schedule that I think you can get some good wins in that kind of 5 week time period right before your bye week. I think you're going to get a lot of really good experience playing some really dang good teams at the very beginning of your schedule. But when you get to that 5 week time period right before the bye week is when you're like, okay, you're established. You have some guys who have a ton of reps under their belt. You should have more of an idea of who you are as a team, what your identity is. So to be able to go out and play Carolina twice, to play Pittsburgh, these are teams in that span. To me, on paper, I believe those games to be winnable games. So how many of them can you rack up in that time period before you have a bye? That's going to be a really important portion of the season for the Falcons.
Torrey McElhaney is joining us from AtlantaFalcons.com. Another transaction over the last couple of days, Bryan Edwards gets traded to the Falcons from the Raiders for a fifth-round pick. We also get a seventh-round pick back next year. Just seems like Bryan Edwards, just another guy that fits the mold of what Arthur Smith wants out on the perimeter.
Right. I mean, I think it's hilarious that, we've been talking all offseason about, you know, adding big body receivers, and that's kind of what Arthur Smith wants. And then to actually see it happen and to kind of look at, I think I wrote yesterday, it's funny because after the Bryan Edwards trade, you look around and it's like, all right, if you look at this receiving weapons, you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts, I throw Auden Tate in there. Even Cordarrelle Patterson is 6'2". I know he's technically a running back, but he's a receiving weapon. We've seen what he can do in the pass game. And now you have Bryan Edwards as well. All of these guys are over 6'2". Majority of them are 6'4". So because of that, I think that's so telling of the direction that Arthur Smith wants to go in. Funny, because we were talking to him yesterday, and he joked, he was like, you know, I don't discriminate against receivers under six foot. Like, we still have Olamide Zaccheaus. He's one of my favorite players to coach. And it's like, yes, but you also went out and got all these tall, big guys. It's a very obvious shift in what he wants, I think, this offense to look like.
For sure. And Demir Byrd's also a smaller guy at 5'8", 5'9", as well. You know, size is great, but they always have told us speed kills. Do we have anybody that can blow the top off of a coverage and really stretch the field vertically speed-wise?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, I go back to Olamide Zaccheaus, and I think he is the type of guy that you can kind of move around. He's kind of the joystick guy, and I think that they value Olamide Zaccheaus as the player. I know you don't have Calvin Ridley this year. You don't have Russell Gage anymore, but you still have Olamide Zaccheaus, who I think will be able to slot in where he needs to and kind of be the guy that has that speed and can show off that portion of kind of what you need.
You know, there's been a lot of talk, and I guess rightfully so, about Desmond Ridder. It's a quarterback. Everybody wants to know, is he the future? When will we see him? One of the things that has really impressed me so far is just hearing his sound bites. He comes off very, very mature for a guy that's yet to take a snap in the NFL. Just how far can being a mature 22-year-old take you as a rookie in this NFL? Because this is a guy that played 4 years at Cincinnati. He's married. I think he's got a kid. He's not coming in here like a very immature youngster, to say the least.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When we were talking to him yesterday, I think I said to a few people when he walked off, I was like, dang, he said everything right. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that came out of his mouth was like the right thing to say. Like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it was just like, he was very confident in what he knows. He was very self-aware. He was very, he talked about the competition between him and Marcus Mariota and kind of understanding that there's a level of respect there. It was just, all in all, the however many 20 minutes that we spent with him yesterday, I was very impressed by the person who we were talking to. And I think when it comes to football, I believe that he's already kind of showing these fellow rookies that he's been with at minicamp that he's somebody that they can lean on, that he's a leader that they can count on. It was really interesting, because his dorm mates are Drake London, Tyler Allgeier, and John Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. And Drake London said that Desmond Ridder is a guy that players want to be around. He's someone I want to be around. Tyler Allgeier called him a genius in the playbook. And John Fitzpatrick was like, this guy wakes up super early. He's super loud, but he's a leader, and he's out there leading in this rookie minicamp. So I know he's not surrounded by a bunch of veterans, but he's making his presence known within this rookie class and at this camp over the last 2 days.
You know, in the draft, defensively, the Falcons added three more pieces. But prior to the draft, they brought in three guys in the offseason in Rashawn Evans, Lorenzo Carter, and Casey Hayward. From your vantage point, who do you think will have the biggest impact of those three, Evans, Carter, or Hayward?
I do think they're all going to have a big role and a big impact, but I personally am really excited to see Casey Hayward.
Yeah.
I think this is a guy who, as much as I loved going out and getting Lorenzo Carter and Rashawn Evans, like I just really loved that Casey Hayward signing, because I do think that him on the opposite side of the football, or on the opposite side of the field than AJ, from AJ Terrell, I think it's going to be a very, very interesting pairing to watch. I think that's a really good duo at that cornerback position. And if with Isaiah Oliver coming back, I think, you know, him slotting back in to the slot at nickel, I think is going to be really good for this defensive back group. So when I look at that, I love pairing Casey Hayward with AJ Terrell. And I think that's going to be really, really good for this Falcons defense.
Torrey, final one for you. I know a few weeks ago there was a lot of hoopla and hysteria over what Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee had to say about not mentoring rookie quarterback Malik Willis. I don't get the sense that those types of comments would come out of Marcus Mariota's mouth in regards to Desmond Ridder. What has that relationship been like so far, from whatever you're able to tell us or whatever you've gathered between the vet and the rookie quarterback?
Well, they haven't talked yet. They haven't met yet. That was something that we were talking to Desmond Ridder about yesterday, and he said he was like, you know, the first time that we'll get to really meet and chat and talk is when OTAs start next week. And so it's still TBD.
Okay.
But I do believe that this is going to be a really good pairing at the quarterback position, because Desmond Ridder has said Marcus Mariota is a guy that I've looked up to for years, and he's a guy that I think I could emulate his game, and, yeah. And then I respect the heck out of him. And then from Marcus's end, Marcus is coming in with something to prove as well. I think that the competition between those two is going to be really, really fun to watch throughout OTAs, and then really when we get into training camp, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And something else is that, like, I think people don't really know Marcus Mariota yet, but mm-hmm. I don't foresee him. Granted, I've only had a few conversations with him,
yeah.
But I don't think that people – that he's going to have this Ryan Tannehill look
right. At
the relationship that he would have with a guy like Desmond Ridder. I think Marcus Mariota is a really good guy who's going – not that Ryan Tannehill isn't, but I do think that Marcus Mariota is going to come in and he's going to be – kind of the pro that Desmond Ridder can look up to, because Marcus Mariota has been through a lot in his time in the league, and he has a lot of different experience, and he was dealt a really tough card a couple of times. And so I think when you look at that, there's a lot that Desmond Ridder can learn from Marcus Mariota, and I think there's a lot that Desmond Ridder can push out of Marcus Mariota. So it's going to be fun. I'm really, really looking forward to getting to talk to Marcus when he gets here for OTAs and all those kind of things. We have a lot of preseason work to go through before the season actually gets here, and that quarterback relationship is one to watch.
Torrey, always a pleasure. We appreciate the time, and we look forward to your coverage at AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks for stopping by on a Sunday.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.